another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. Thank you for tuning in, and we want to remind you about Home on the Range Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. That's this Saturday, folks. And PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, Saturday at Home on the Range, Exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10, and the grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For information, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help the children living there.
And Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And, of course, yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open Monday through Saturday or by appointment. You can call them at 605-642-5884.
The Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, next weekend, the 12th and 13th, 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with the Calcutta at 4 o'clock. Bull riding on the 12th, that's Saturday, bareback riding Sunday, the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th in Golden Valley, North Dakota. You will not want to miss it.
Here's a little interesting football history. This goes back a few years, maybe a dozen years or something like that. But after the Packers and Bills game, I know there's some Packer fans, maybe some Bills fans out there. But
okay.
Anyway, Buffalo released quarterback Trent Edwards. During the Packers and Eagles game, the Packers injured Philadelphia quarterback Kevin Colt. Philadelphia then had to play backup quarterback Michael Vick. During a playoff game against the Eagles, the Packers injured Michael Vick, and another backup was needed. After the Packers-Cowboys game, Dallas fired Wade Phillips and most of his staff. After the Packers-Vikings game, Minnesota fired Brad Childress and most of his staff. 4 weeks after losing to the Packers, the 49ers coach Mike Singletary and most of his staff were, guess what? Fired. And replaced. During the Bears playoff game, the Packers injured Jay Cutler and backup Todd Collins, forcing the Bears to go with third-string quarterback Caleb Haney. After all of the information above, here's the question. Is it just me, or did the Packers create more jobs last year than the federal government?
I don't know, but it's certainly something to contemplate, isn't it?
What do you have today?
Well, actually, I have something totally off topic of where you started off. This is called Mom and Me, and it's in memory of Macy, and it's by Sue Dewey in memory of her mom. This is a celebration of her life. Often in my quiet times, I remember Mom and Me. From tiny babe to teenage rage, she was my constancy. A tiny woman, somewhat frail, her strength belied her height. She always was my ally, my loyal guiding light. My mom, she was a city girl, her greatest fear the sea, but still she lived near crashing waves. Her life was Dad and me. And in those early childhood days, I'd hear my mom's soft voice as singing songs of London's past. We'd clap hands and rejoice. And then we'd wait, the two of us, at that old cottage door as Dad ran down the road to us and swept me off the floor. The years passed on. I became a mom, but still I was a child. For that is what we always are in aged parents' eyes. And now instead of nursery rhymes, my mother spoke of older times. And listening now, I made a vow that when I became as old a storyteller, I would be, with never a tale untold. Now as I pass into the time when soon I will be old, my heart feels warm with memories of sitting there, just Mom and me.
That was good. And who did you say wrote that?
Sue Dewey did that in memory of her mom, Macy. Oh. And I thought, very, I love it. It's a great poem. Thanks for sharing.
Here's a truth about life. If anything is worth splurging on, it's a high-quality mattress. You'll spend a third of your life using it.
That's right. I agree.
Another truth to life, to write a person off as worthless is an act of great violence.
Oh, wow.
Also, try as we might to be otherwise, we are all hypocrites at some time.
Yeah, that's probably painfully
some things
true.
To think about there. Yeah. So, Kim, what do you have to finish things up?
Okay, I have got, thanks, Mike. Here's some words of wisdom. Always do your best. What you plant now, you will harvest later. I think I've heard that a lot.
You plant what you sow, right?
That's right. And you can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club.
With a club.
I like that.
Thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us right here on The Good Stuff.